on the Hat Morning Podcast. This is As I See It with Hoosier Ag Today's Gary Truitt. Warning, what you're about to hear may be edgy and not suitable for the kids.
Earth Day 2023. This is the 53rd year of the Eco Celebration, which started as a U.S. phenomena, growing out of the consumer movement and the anti-war protests of the early 1970s. It has grown today into an international event celebrated in 190 countries by over a billion people. The focus of the event this year will, of course, be climate change. And like most things born out of a protest movement, the focus of much of the Earth Day rhetoric is going to be on the problems, not so much on the solution or prevention. On the first Earth Day in 1970, the focus was big industry, particularly electric power plants. Thus, I find it ironic this year that electricity is being hailed as the solution to climate change in the form of electric cars. Touted as being carbon neutral, motorists are being urged to go electric and help save the planet. The fallacy here is that these vehicles are anything but carbon neutral. First, they run on electricity, 60% of which in this country is produced by fossil fuel. Second, most of the materials used to make the batteries for these electric cars are the most environmentally impactful thing ever made by man. Most of the components are made from finite raw materials, which means this industry is not sustainable compared to the biofuel sector that has far less environmental impact and is renewable and thus sustainable. Earth Day also focuses too much on policy, supporting government restrictions and regulations on products and practices as a way of protecting the environment. This, of course, is because it was founded by a politician. Earth Day is a concept that was first brought forth by Gaylord Nelson, a politician and senator from Wisconsin. Nelson's focus was urban. In his first Earth Day speech, he said, and I quote, "If our cities don't work, America won't work," unquote. Over the past 53 years, Earth Day celebrations have ignored agriculture for the most part. One of the biggest climate crises we face today is rarely ever mentioned by Earth Day. That is millions of acres of productive farmland disappearing. Just think of how much farm ground has been covered up by concrete over the past 53 years. Unless we start conserving farmland and keeping it in production, people are going to spend a lot of time in those electric cars driving around looking for something to eat. Perhaps the mouthpieces of Earth Day should adopt a truly revolutionary and controversial message. Individual ecological responsibility. Each of us make environmental choices every day with what we buy, what we eat, how we farm, and what we throw away. Real environmental progress is not going to come from restrictions and international treaties, but from individuals making informed choices about how they impact the environment with how they live. That's how I see it. I'm Gary Truitt.